BCCI accepts CEO Rahul Johri's long pending resignation. Champions League Final 8 set to be played behind closed doors.
Domestic cricket will happen only after coronavirus, says Sourav Ganguly. Johnny Bairstow, Moeen Ali included in the white ball training group. Australia must tour England for health of game, says Justin Langer. China rules out hosting most international sport in 2020.
The BCCI parted ways with its chief executive officer Rahul Johri after his long-pending resignation was accepted on July 9, 2020. While the top bosses in the BCCI remained tight-lipped about the development, a senior official in the know of the things told that they had decided to accept his resignation letter sent on December 27. Rahul Johri's resignation has been accepted. He was earlier given an extension till April 30th, but this time it has been accepted, a BCCI veteran told on the condition of anonymity. The final eight of this season's Champions League in Lisbon is set to go ahead behind closed doors after UEFA confirmed that all the matches in European competitions would be played without spectators until further notice because of the coronavirus pandemic. The decision also affects the four outstanding last 16 second leg matches as well as the remainder of the season's Europa League and the Women's Champions League Final 8 to be played in Spain in August.
The Indian domestic season will only start when it's safe for young players to travel within the country for the Ranji Trophy matches, BCCI President Sourav Ganguly has said. There's a huge uncertainty with regards to India's domestic tournaments as IPL will be happening in October, leading to a curtailed season due to the coronavirus. The 2020-2021 domestic season would have started with Vijay Hazare in late August, followed Ranji Trophy, Dilip Trophy and Syed Mushtaq Ali tournament. Last season's Irani Cup was cancelled due to the announcement of Lockdown 1. After being left out of England's test squad for the series against West Indies, Moeen Ali and Johnny Bairstow have been included in a 24-man white ball training group ahead of the three-match ODI series against Ireland later this month. But as expected, the likes of Ben Stokes, Josh Butler and Jofra Archer have not been included. The first ODI against Ireland will be played on July 30th at the Aegis Bowl, the day after the Test series against West Indies is set to conclude in Manchester, and the third game scheduled for August 4th is the day before England take on Pakistan in the first of three Tests. Australia must tour England for the health of world cricket and let its top players compete in this year's IPL if it goes ahead, coach Justin Langer has said. Australia are slated to tour England for the limited overs series in September despite the logistical challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. With India having committed to touring for a four-test series in the Australian summer, Langer said Australia should allow its top players like Steve Smith and Pat Cummins to play in the IPL, even if it means they might miss the start of the domestic season. China will not hold most international sporting events for the rest of 2020 as part of measures to stop the spread of coronavirus, the government has said, dealing a potential blow to the likes of Formula One and tennis. Shanghai Sports Authority recently said it has been offered two Formula One races this year, while several tennis tournaments in China are on the WTA's proposed calendar. However, China, where coronavirus first emerged late last year before spreading globally, appears to have ruled out many of those now happening, despite local infections dwindling markedly.